Triple M in North Coast. It is Strotty Fabrecki and the police there and da-da-da-da. I love it. It's 11 past 8. Did I say 8? It's 11 past 5. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It is the 28th day of the 8th month. Get it right, Stuart. How are we? Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a good Monday. Wasn't it cold yesterday? Fair dinkum. I was in a few meetings and in between in nice air conditioning, but to head outside after that, you really had to make sure you still had your coat with you. I mean, over the last few weeks, I mean, it's been cold in the morning and a little cool at night, but during the day it's been beautiful, but you could not have your jacket not on yesterday. It was a little bit Piccadilly, let me tell you, yes. I hope you had a good day. Major news stories of the day today on a day that's going to be cloudy with a slight chance of a shower and a storm in the north and pretty much no chance anywhere else, only up to 18 degrees. The major news story of the day is about the NAPLAN results, which are statistically pretty bad. News Corp sort of sums it up by saying a shocking number of Year 9 students in New South Wales have failed this year's NAPLAN's writing test, continuing an alarming slide in literacy skills that has experts calling for urgent reforms in the classroom. Locally in news, in fire permit suspensions have been lifted on the Coffs Coast after the good rain they got in the northern part of the mid-north coast around the Coffs Coast at the weekend, which is great. And Fairfax is reporting Lion MP Dr. David Gillespie is disappointed at being dumped from Scott Morrison's ministry after last week's Liberal Party leadership change. In sport, in the NRL, there are some big moves. A lot of people getting behind Brisbane saying that they think they can win the comp from seventh spot, which is just amazing. Michael Ennis sort of leading the charge there. He did play for the Broncos, and they do look good, Brisbane. Thursday in the NRL, and you'll hear the game live on Triple M, South's take on the Tigers with Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy, Emma Lawrence and Maroon calling that one. Locally in sport, in surfing, the Maldemar Long Riders have their next club competition on Sunday from 7 at Rainbow Beach, Bonnie Hills. And today in golf, there's a medley Stableford at Kew. Most clubs have their monthly medals coming up at the weekend. Morning to all our golfers around the coast. Richard, good morning. Are you still driving, Richard? Are you driving? Keep your eyes on the road, son. Come on. On the show today, plenty happening, including the bucket list. We're going to talk about what would you do with 10 grand. The last lot of 10 grands we have to give away is Friday. Al Shield, the captain of the Triple M Club, will be giving that away. I spoke to a lovely lady yesterday called Dale, who would like to spend her time eating and drinking her way around the Mediterranean. Yeah, well done, Dale. Also on the show today, we're going to catch up with young Oliver Paterno. Now, Oliver got a wild card into the World Motocross Championships in Victoria over the weekend. Now, he's a lovely young fella. He's only 10 years old. And to represent your country at 10 years old, isn't that amazing? How did he go? We'll talk to Oliver after 7 this morning. Also, tickets to give away for Ian Moss September 21 at the Glass House in Port Macquarie. The great Mossy, the ticket giveaway happening around 7:45. Listen out for that. Guess your granddad. Guess a granddad. Yes, thanks to John's Family Jewellers. An NRL watch we give away Friday just in time for Father's Day. And I give you two names. You've simply got to tell me who is the granddad out of that. To make the final draw, which we'll do on Friday, to win that NRL watch is an absolute classic, let me tell you. Thanks to John's Family Jewellers, Horton Street, Port Macquarie, get Dad an NRL watch for Father's Day. Also, we'll give the chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Shania Twain, Jack Black, and the very soulful singer Leanne Rimes. So that's what's coming up on the show today. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Get the habit. Stay tuned to this channel.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
How green was my cactus? Ew! On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Make your next greening project a success with advice from our qualified horticulturalists.
Cactus.com.au. Welcome to 7:30. I'm Lee Nails. Pay attention. Well, you heard it here first. My interview last week with the then Home Affairs Minister Peter Potato Head was how he first learned of his plan to shaft Malcolm Turnbull. And now the rest is history. Tonight, we'll repeat that interview. Not because I want to brag about my scoop, but because the ABC doesn't have the money to bring you something new. Cue the replay. Peter Potato Head, welcome to the studio.
No, look, being civil won't help you, Lee. I'm not going to comment on the rumours.
What rumours?
Oh, no, look, nice try, Lee, but look, I have nothing but the greatest respect for Malcolm, but if you look at the big picture, he's a dithering Ponzi f***wit. But I deny planning to take his job, even if it is going to be the pinnacle of my career, and will make all the sacrifices worthwhile.
Sacrifices? You mean the other rumour is true too? You really do sacrifice Manus Island refugees to the god of ambition?
No, of course not. Whoever told you that may soon find himself strapped to a secret stone altar in the moonlight.
You've come a long way, given your tough Queensland cop reputation.
Well, I think it was probably my nice smile that got me so far. Look...
Peter Potato Head, you've been criticised for many nasty things, like boycotting the apology to the stolen generations of children.
Oh, no, look, no, they weren't stolen. They were just borrowed.
And you made sick jokes about Tuvalu being destroyed by rising sea levels.
Yes, but I didn't laugh. I was offended.
And you've been condemned for your sadistic treatment of refugees and their children.
Oh, come on, lighten up. I'm really a fun guy. Hey, did you hear the one about the Queen of Tuvalu and the bottlenose dolphin? You see...
And now it's been revealed that you may be in breach of the Constitution because you own childcare centres that get government subsidies.
Look, there's nothing wrong with all the government money I get. After all, the children receive the best care, and I love it knowing they're safe. I make sure they're locked up all day when they enter. You can pick my centres. They're the ones with the razor wire. And why are you staring at me, Lee?
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay
Valley. Former Home and Away star Bonnie Spean is pregnant with identical twins. We wish her all the very best of luck. Now, this is interesting in that a few years ago she portrayed a very dramatic pregnancy on Home and Away. Good on you, Bonnie. And it's been 26 years since the BBC war comedy Allo Allo left screens for good, and the cast of the celebrated television program have reunited and got straight back into character for the Gloucester Goes Retro Festival in England at the weekend. Now, Vicky Michelle, who played Yvette, was there, along with Richard Gibson, who's 64 now. Remember him as Hair Flick? Along with Kim Hartman, who's 66. She was Helga. And Guy Sinner as Lieutenant Gruber. It would have been a very, very funny meeting.
What was that about?
Well, I think he means that if we do go upstairs with Hitler, we're not to tell anybody.
Well, it's not the sort of thing you're based about, is it?
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Stroy.
How are we this morning?
We're good. It's quite mild out here this morning. It's
which is a bit
nice.
Bit different to yesterday, Bluey. How cold was it?
It was cold and windy. It didn't let up all day.
No, it was shocking.
It was a dreadful day, actually. It was just uncomfortable.
You know, we were about talking to the better half, and we were saying about, you know, you can tell we're just about to turn the corner into spring. I might, you know, cook up the barbecue tonight and a nice big salad. And I thought, when I was going down to the shops, I thought, there is no way I'm having salad tonight, Bluey.
No.
I made a big bowl of spag bol, I could tell you. There's no way I was going to go salad like fair dinkum. I think today's the same. Goodness me.
Yeah, it should be a little bit better. The wind's going to come out of the west, but I don't think it'll be as strong, and it will move around to the south late afternoon, but I think we'll get a good session of fishing in this morning.
Yeah, I like it too, because you've got that beautiful rising tide. You have the wind at your back. Where do you think we'll go today?
Yeah, we're still, there's a bit of sea on still, so we'll still duck out the estuary. And I might just try for a flathead today, a nice lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait. I reckon they might just be sunning themselves in that nice, about a metre of water. Yeah, I reckon they'll be just where they'll be sitting just nicely.
Beautiful. Now, any club news from the weekend?
Yes, we have. We've got the Lyran United Services Fishing Club. They had their monthly comp on. Didn't do too bad by the looks of it. Blackfish to 3/4 kilo, flathead to 1/2 kilo, brim to 600 grams. There was drummer, the biggest one went 3 kilos, nice fish. Mulloway to 10 kilos, and some tartar, plenty of tartar, but the biggest one only went 1 kilo.
Okie dokie. Well, that sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good, Bluey. Now, also, Bluey, I have been stopped in the street, not just for my weather forecasts, but also people asking me, Strawn, have you seen any water dragons of late where you live? And I've got to say, Bluey, nothing. Nothing.
No, that's right.
Even though they predicted all that rain last week, I should have smelled a rat because I did not see one water dragon. And as you know, when the water dragons come out, I know about all the science and all that, but they still get it wrong. But the water dragons are never wrong, and I haven't seen them, Bluey.
Now, as soon as you see a water dragon, go for your umbrella.
That's right, yeah. So we still, no sign of the water dragons, but I am keeping an extra eye out for them. Hopefully they can surface shortly and bring some rain. What do you think, Bluey? I mean, you've seen so many seasons. I think you've been over 35 years where you are there in the boat shed. Normally after a drought, you get a little bit of rain and then someone told me about another 4 or 5 weeks, you'll get a deluge. Do you subscribe to that?
Yeah, I always describe it. Overall, your average rainfall will always be there. Being at the end of the time when you've had enough of your rainfall, it'll always come out on top, sort of thing. So basically what we're missing at the moment, we will get later in the spring.
We'll get later sometime. Okay, all right, there you go. Clubs out this weekend, first of the month. We should have a stack of them.
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out. First is the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on 12 o'clock, way in back of the clubhouse with a barbecue. Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club. There's 11 o'clock starting the beer garden at the pub. And also the Red Rock Fishing Club. They've got their way in on this weekend. 2 o'clock, way in at the Corindai Pub with a barbecue.
Okie dokie. Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, have you spoken to the Northern Correspondent?
No, I haven't. He's been very quiet.
Very quiet.
Yes, well, they did get 50 mils of rain up there, didn't they, in Coffs Harbour over the weekend.
Yeah, I was just...
You can take the tarp off.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because, Bluey, because of that, and again, where you are, you got three-fifths of not much, but they've lifted the fire permit suspensions have been lifted on the Coffs Coast because of the amount of rain they got there. So
this
goes to show. Al, remember, he was getting the tarp off, was it Thursday?
He just wheeled the boat out of the shed. That's all he's done,
Oh, gee, fair.
I think he should take the boat out west for a while.
I know. We want him to move to New Guinea, don't we? But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's have a look at this. The best bet today, you got the wind at your back, the rising tide, a bit of a swell on, so you're still heading out to the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary. We'll just try for flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 18. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Nationals MP for the federal seat of Lyon, David Gillespie, has been left disappointed after being dumped from the new ministry under Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He'd previously been an assistant minister since the 2016 election in the portfolios of Rural Health and Children and Families. Mr Gillespie says he remains focused on delivering for the community. Port Macquarie lifeguard James Turnham has been honoured for his selfless work, picking up the New South Wales Lifeguard of the Year award. Far from being just a lifeguard, though, Mr Turnham delivers school surf presentations, has embraced technology through coordination of the DPI drone program, and used that knowledge to educate Indigenous rangers in North Queensland. Mr Turnham is now in contention for the Australian Lifeguard of the Year, which will be announced later in the year. Not-for-profit organisation the Pennington Institute has released its annual overdose report and is showing an increase in local drug-related deaths. In Port Macquarie, 37 drug-related deaths were recorded between 2012 and 2016, compared to 28 from 2002 to 2006. Pennington Institute CEO John Ryan says most concerningly, deaths caused by over-the-counter drugs are proving a major factor.
The big issue, I think, that the report reveals is that sleeping tablets and anxiety tablets have become a hidden epidemic. The number of deaths involving those drugs has doubled in just a decade. So the report's actually revealing that overdose numbers are up. They're up in country areas at a bigger rate than what they're growing in the cities.
Ocean Drive at Lake Cadie is set for $26 million worth of upgrades between Miala Street and Ernest Street, and community getting involved. The first of two information sessions was held last night at the Lake Cadie Community Centre, the second coming up on Saturday. The road surface, intersection, pedestrian and beautification upgrades will come as the area continues to increase in population. Looking at the weekend's Northern New South Wales National Premier League action. In round 25, Football Mid-North Coast played host to Edgeworth in Taree. In the under-16s, the home side were held to 1-1. Our under-15s meantime went in as underdogs and went down 3-2. In the under-14s, it was also a narrow loss, this time 2-1, and a welcome role reversal in the under-13s. In round 26, our boys will take on the powerful Newcastle Jets side. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light west to southwesterly wind blows, producing fairly clean conditions on all our beaches. But the pick of the beaches will be those southern corners. Southern corners have nice clean conditions. Wave size is only small at the present time, but it will pick up during the day. We do have a southerly swell wave size in these beaches, looking around that 2 feet mark. Open beaches, head to them if you want something a little bit bigger, but the waves are pretty average on these beaches. Wave size in the open beaches, looking around that 5 to 6 feet mark. We do have a high tide around 9:30 this morning. Low tide is around 3:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 17 degrees. Further north, it's around 20 to 21 degrees.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto. If real estate is a bit of a puzzle, see Lang & Simmons, Port Macquarie's number one, where it all comes together for you.
Triple M.
Weather.
Get the advantage with Warren Plowright's certified Toyota range.
Partly cloudy, the Bureau says, for today. Not a bad sunrise, though. A patchy fog in the north early this morning, and they can expect in the northern part of the mid-north coast slight chance of showers and storms, and around 13 to about 18 degrees for today. Overnight, tonight, down 3 to 8 degrees. Now, for the coastal waters, boaties can expect southwesterlies today, 15 to 20 knots, and the Bluey Waters fishing best bet is the airstream for flathead on prawns or whitebait. 3-day outlook, tomorrow sunny and 20, Thursday sunny, 21, Friday cloudy, medium chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. Crikey, I hope we get them, and up to about 26 degrees. Currently 9 in Coffs, 10 in Kempsey, 8 in Port, 10 degrees in Taree, nothing in the rain gauge except Taree, 1.2 millimetres.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
From the newsroom, Lee, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What are you doing accents for this morning?
You started it.
Oh, mate, I had to get a clip of Hello, Hello, because they got together at the weekend for a retro festival. I'll play it after 7 in Strawny Leagues. But that's such a funny show. Remember the bloke, he was the policeman, he used to muck up all the French stuff because he was trying to speak English? It was a reverse.
I've seen tiny bits of it, but yeah, it was before my time, I'll be honest.
That made me feel old, Lee. Fair dig. All right. What are the papers? Yeah, I opened the door, didn't I? All right, what's making news today?
Yeah, so in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, student writing scores hit new low. Students across Australia have achieved their lowest writing results since NAPLAN tests began, with more than one-fifth of Year 9 students not reaching the national minimum standard. In New South Wales, only 81.3% of Year 9 students reached the national band 6 minimum standard in writing this year, compared to 83.7% last year. Last drinks as well. Malcolm Turnbull will quit politics on Friday, paving the way for an October by-election after a pointless week of madness that disgraced our parliament and appalled our nation, he told a party gathering last night. And in the Sydney, and in the Daily Telegraph, Smiling Asylum is the headline there. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton was warned there are 14,000 asylum seekers ready and waiting to hit Australian shores after the first illegal boat made it to our coastline in 4 years. And $40 million light rail class action bid. At least 60 business owners will claim more than $40 million in losses when they today launch a class action lawsuit for damages caused by the Berejiklian government's delayed light rail project.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And, of course, locally with you, interesting concerning Lion MP David Gillespie gone after the reshuffle.
Yeah, that's right. So just a few months ago, he was actually vying for the Nationals leadership, and now he's not even in the ministry. David Gillespie has lost his place in the ministry, no longer Assistant Minister for Rural Health, Health and Children and Families. He'd previously held those roles under the Turnbull government since 2016, but shuffled out under Scott Morrison. Mr. Gillespie is now saying he's focused on the delivering for the community. He's currently working on a Vision 2030 plan for the electorate.
Good on you, Lee. And, of course, in some parts of the Mid-North Coast, they've got to have 50 mils of rain at the weekend, like the Coffs Coast. They've now lifted the suspension on fire permits there. So other parts of the coast, they're still very dry. And I think 1.2 millimetres in the 24 hours to 9am yesterday in the Manning Valley is the only thing in
we'll
the gauge.
We'll be needing a little bit more, won't we?
We do need a little bit more. All right, great man, thank you for that. You're toddling off down the corridor. Andrea with the traffic next. Then we go to the Strotty Fabricki and Hungry Heart from Bruce Springsteen. It is 7:09 and partly cloudy again today. Possibility of a shower or storm in the north, only about 18 degrees. So you'll need your winter woolly still as you head outside to work this morning. Remember last week we caught up with young Oliver Paterno. He was off to Victoria to compete in the World Junior Motocross Championships. How did he go? I've got the young fella on the line. Good morning, Oliver. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
That's the way. Now, how did you go in Victoria?
Oh, good. I got a... So in the practices, so the first practice, I got a 30 first.
Yep.
And then on the second practice, I got a 32nd.
And in the races themselves, it must have been a real thrill for you. Were you nervous, Oliver, given it was with the world titles?
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous.
So where did you finish, actually, in the rankings after the racing?
26th.
26th in the world. Mate, that is absolutely fantastic. And was it fun meeting people from different parts of the world?
Yes.
Who did you meet, Oliver?
Ryder Different Sasco, Logan Best. Yeah. Brando Spoli.
Yeah, and where were they from, Oliver? What countries were they from?
Brando Spoli was from Italy.
Yep.
Ryder DiFrancisco and Logan Best was from America.
From America. Isn't that amazing? And now you've got new friends in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
Good on you. I meant to say, look, Oliver, you're at the ripe old age of 10, right? I know you told me last time you've been riding motorcycles since you were 3 and a half. Have you ever had a big stack?
Yes.
Oh, did you break anything?
No.
Oh, that's good. Now, how was Mum when you had a stack, when Dad had to tell Mum that you had a big stack?
Dad...
That's all right.
I broke my femur too.
Oh, you broke your femur. Now, how was Mum when she found out?
She was scared and...
Yeah, I'll bet she was. Never mind. But you bounced back, Ollie, didn't you?
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Well, congratulations from everybody on the Mid-North Coast. Gee, it's not many people that can say that they've represented their country at age 10. You've got new friends now around the world, and that is a fantastic effort. Good on you, Ollie. Congratulations from us all here at Triple M, mate. That was a great effort, OK?
Thank you.
Good on you, buddy. There is Oliver Paterno doing a great job representing his country at the World Junior Motocross Championships in Victoria. What an effort by the young bloke. On you, Ollie. It is 7:12.
Get the habit. Stay tuned to this channel.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Strawny for breakfast on Triple M.
For the Port City Bowling Club.
Okay, time for the Mossy Quiz, 13:27:10. Good morning, Scotty. How are we?
Good morning, Mr. Strawn. I'm fine. How are you, buddy?
All right. You're a Big Ear Moss fan?
I love Mossy, mate.
Yeah. What a great... It's a great voice. He's a great guitar player. And, you know, so much of our youth was spent listening to that music. He's here on September 21. Double pass. Here we go. You ready?
No tough ones.
Okay. All right. Scotty from Telegraph Point, where was Ian Moss born? It was a town which is very famous in the Australian outback with a woman's name in its title. Where was he born? All right, it's got a woman. It's a woman's name.
I know it was out west because you write songs about out west.
Yeah, yeah, more sort of NT.
Yeah, yeah.
A woman's name, the town name.
Catherine?
Catherine. Oh, You are so close, but it's not. Triple M, good morning. We go to Lynn in Port. G'day, Lenny.
Hi, how are you?
It's not Catherine. He was born in...
Alice Springs.
Alice Springs, yes! Oh, poor Scotty. I think it had to be one of the two. Lenny, you are also a big Mossy fan?
I am.
Oh, congratulations. Triple M and Indian Motorcycles present Air Moss's National Theatre Tour at the Glass House in Port Macquarie, September 21. And guess what, Lynn? You are off to see Mossy and what's going to be one hell of an acoustic show. On you, Lenny.
Thank you, Shawnee.
More tomorrow here at the M's. We love Mossy. I'll have him on the show in a couple of weeks' time. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strotty for Brekkie, and the wonderful Bee Gees there doing a little bit of jive talking. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:09. A cracker morning coming up if you like clouds and it being cold. Come on, it's going to get better. What is it, springtime on Saturday? It's going to be the first day of spring. We'll see. Yes. It is 8:09. Look, if you're on the roads too, I know Andrew's going to have traffic for us in about 20 minutes, but getting a bit of through a correspondence. Remember, you can call, email, Facebook us, or get us via the website. And one from Alistair. G'day, Strawny. Horrible traffic at the new Bunnings in Port Macquarie. Lollipop staff are out at the stop and go. They're cutting down trees in peak time. WTF. Well, there you go. If you're in a big line of traffic there, Alistair has explained it, cutting down trees at the new Bunnings, stop and go there. There are thousands trying to get to, well, hundreds. I won't exaggerate. Told you 1,000 times not to exaggerate. But lots of people in the line of traffic there waiting to get through. That is the reason why you're struggling to get through there today. All righty. 13:27:10. We love our phone ranges. If you, of course, are experiencing delays, 13:27:10, like Alistair has done, and let us know. So take it easy. We'll keep you entertained. Let's try and give away $1,000.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Okie dokie, let's see if we can give it away. We've got Glenda on the line. G'day, Glenda. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Terrific. Did you get any rain at your place at the weekend, Glenda?
A little bit on Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, but they predicted like 20 to 40 mils at one stage. Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got young Caleb's going to spin the wheel for us here today. Glenda, you know how this works. We're simply going to match your wheel for 40 winks. We give you $1,000. You've been pretty lucky, the young bloke of late. So what number are we looking for you?
Number 6.
Number 6. All right, Caleb, away we go. Big spin. I want number 6 for Glenda. Come on. Oh! Go on, tell her.
We got number 3.
Number 3. We were so close. Oh, I'm so sorry, Glenda. I was just about to jump up out of the chair because it's Mr. Producer's young bloke, so I love giving away his old man's money. It would have been fantastic because we've given it away twice in the last couple of weeks. Can't give you the cash, Glenda, but end of the month, I've got your details. Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag jam-packed full of goodies. Good luck with that one, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Good
okay.
on you, Glenda. Thank you. Some birthdays today. I can tell you, on today, the 28th day of August, we've got to do a big shout-out to Gypsy Robertson, who's turning 4 today from Mum and Dad and from us all here at Triple M. Gypsy, have a great day. Now, you're sharing your birthday, Gypsy, with some very famous people like Shania Twain, Jack Black, and the other great country singer, Leanne Rimes, all born on this day. Gypsy, you have a great day. Now, I'm going to issue a challenge for you, Gypsy. Now, can you jump? Mum and Dad would know this song, right? Here's Van Halen. When he says jump, can you jump for me, Gypsy? Good girl. Here it comes. All right, you ready? It's Triple M. Coming up, the bucket list, 10K. What would you do with it? Only Triple M club members can win. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131873. It is the suite there. And Fox on the run.
Triple M's $10,000 bucket list.
Oh, how good is it? The last lot of $10,000 gets given away on Friday. Only Triple M Club members can win, like Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. How are you, champion? He's got me on hold. Don't ever doubt this show isn't live, folks. That is too funny. He's obviously got another call. I cannot believe that. Now, we'll give him about 20 seconds to see if he comes back. But he's got me on hold. Kevin, I'll give you 10 more seconds, buddy, and we'll have to go. See, that makes a change. Normally it's me putting people on hold. Kevin. He's got a new van. I'll have to tell the story because he's got me on hold. It must be his boss ringing or something. But Kevin has just bought a new caravan and he is looking forward to retirement, and $10,000 would make retirement much closer to living the dream and travelling in the van. That's what's on his entry form. Only Triple M club members can win. It's the bucket list. I've been put on hold. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie and the great sound of Di Ross and the Supremes there, and You Can't Hurry Love. 13:27:10, we go to the phones. It's not, you're not Kevin, still got me on hold. Who have I got there?
G'day, this is Linda from Bonnie Hills.
Hey Linda, did you hear Kevin? I got the giggles, fair digger. I've got him on to talk.
Giggles are good. I was actually ringing them a day early for Worst Joke Wednesday, but it's not my joke, it's my kids.
Oh, Linda, no.
And I can't spoil it.
Oh, no. Well, listen, a preview for tomorrow. All right, this is your kids. What are your children's names?
Well, there's my boy Tom and his mate, whose name is Nate.
Tom and Nate.
Nate, yep.
Here is
North Haven Public, Year 6.
Your North Haven Public, Year 6. Righto, what's their joke?
I don't know which one they're going to choose. They did an assembly item with a whole lot of one-liners.
This is for Father's Day. These are good dad jokes in the lead-up to Father's Day.
Brilliant dad jokes. They're hilarious.
Well,
one of them, I know,
yeah.
Did you tell the joke about the shovel? It's a groundbreaking idea.
Yeah, that's sort of right where we're headed with Worst Joke Wednesday.
And then the other one goes clap, clap, boom. They do one each and they're off. It'll be short and sweet.
Okay, all right. Clap, clap, boom.
Yep, and then the other joke, he'd probably go I don't know if you go the did you think he saw us dinosaur, but I reckon you've had that one before.
Yes, we've had that one.
Yeah,
well, there you are. You've let them out and give them a good going over for what we can expect tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, okay. Do we just email it to you?
No, that's okay. You're on the air now. You've just told them.
Jeez, hang on. Oh, my gosh, I haven't got the list.
That's all right. You're fine. It's all good. It's all good. And we thank you for the call. So say this is live radio. Yeah. I had a bloke on. I'm trying to talk about giving him 10 grand. He puts me on hold.
Oh, no.
He did.
I'd like 10 grand.
Oh, so would I. Well, become a Triple M Club member. That's simple. That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
thanks for the call.
My bucket list would be a trip to around Australia with my kids.
Yeah, well, that would be fantastic. Telling dad jokes by the sound of it. Sounds great. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks, Johnny. Bye.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy. She's having a giggle at that.
Oh, too many dad jokes just there.
Yeah,
too
I
many
know.
Dad jokes. But look, all in preparation for Father's Day, I guess.
Yeah, getting lots of calls about the traffic too. Oxley Highway, cutting down stuff there in the peak time. And also, Sue tells me a wide load coming up the Oxley Highway, taking up two lanes from the Wrights Road roundabout. The traffic is shocking and the commuters aren't happy, let me tell you. And I don't know who made that decision, Sue, but I thank you for the email.
They just choose the peak time, don't they?
Yeah.
But look, what's on around the Mid-North Coast? The Mid-North Coast Knitters Guild meet today at 10 o'clock at the Port Library. So it's a perfect time to do it whilst it's cold out there. You can knit yourself a nice blankie.
Yep.
The Barrowville Art Group meet at 9 o'clock at the racecourse today. Zumba classes are every Tuesday at Valley Beach Tourist Park. There's two sessions, 10 a.m. in the Woolshed, low impact, 6 o'clock in the large conference hall, which is a medium to high impact class. Now, the annual Archibald Prize is on at the Glasshouse. The Archibald Prize is Australia's foremost portraiture prize, from politicians to celebrities, sporting heroes to artists. And Sculpture in the Jail at Southwest Rocks from 9 till 5 finishes this Saturday with $3,000 in prizes on offer. So get along and vote for your favourite sculpture, as the winner will be announced on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Seabreeze Beach Hotel.
Yeah, should be great. Now, also, talking about traffic and that, Craig the truckie, who's been rigging me for years, is heading north. He's going over the new bridge over the Hastings River, which I want named the Denise Bridge to match the Dennis Bridge, right?
Yeah.
He sees a massive pod of dolphins.
Oh, beautiful.
As he's going, I mean, that far up the river. Yeah, so nice. If you are listening to us and going over the bridge, Craig the Truckee reports they're there, but they may have swum further up now. Oh. I don't know.
Out the beautiful dolphins.
Good on you, Craig.
And also another special mention here. 18 has just passed this message on. There's a wedding anniversary today.
Really?
Married for 70 years.
That is unbelievable.
Harry and Shirley Oliver, congratulations on 70 years of marriage. And they're still dancing every day, Strawny.
Oh, that
they're
is
teaching
great.
Dancing,
that
in fact.
That is fantastic.
Isn't it
good
wonderful?
On them. Congratulations and all the best from us here at Triple M. That is fantastic. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
Thank you. If you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au.
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie and Hall and Oates there and Man Eater. It's 3:30 to 9, a new sport and weather coming up along with finance, beach and surf conditions with Hutto and then Ray right around the country on 131873. We've had a very funny morning here this morning. How about Kevin putting me on hold? I want to talk to him about what he's going to do with 10 grand if we give it to him. I'll try and catch up with him tomorrow. And I'm sure Lynn, who rang me, didn't realise that she was on air. Like, I have a staff of none, just me, and I'm talking on the phone. She didn't realise, but it was good fun hearing about her kids' jokes. Talking about that, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday comes up tomorrow. Also, more of Guess a Granddad, thanks to John's Jewellers in the lead-up to Father's Day. The Bucket List. We'll hopefully catch up with Kevin tomorrow. And more Mossy double passes to be given away at the Glasshouse. And, gee, they are much sought after to see the legend that is Ian Moss. Whatever you're doing, have a great day today. Rug up. It is still going to be pretty cool as that southwesterly wind doesn't go around you. It'll phoenix and go straight through you. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day.
You can hold your head high.
Thanks for your company.
God's in his...
Ray, not far away here at Triple M.
Sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy. Making the best of each day.